Since today is Tzom Gedalia, I thought we'd spend a few moments talking about the nature of the day, what we're supposed to be accomplishing, what we're supposed to be thinking about today. We all know that besides Yom Kippur, there are five tainios on the Jewish calendar. There are four tainios that form a unit. Those are Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Aser B'Teves, and Tzom Gedalia. And then there's Tainis Esther, that's the fifth. So Tainis Esther really is a tainis in its own category. We're not going to talk about that today. But let's talk about the other four, the Dalet Somos, what are called the four fasts. What is the Tzad HaShoveh between them? What's the Chovas Hayom of these fasts? What are we supposed to be thinking about? So, strangely enough, the sugya begins with an interesting Gemara in Psochim, not in Tainis. The Gemara in Psochim and Afnan Dalet Amid Beis, if you have a handout, it's number one. It says as follows, Amar Shmuel, Ein Tainis Sibur B'Bavel Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvad. There's no Tainis Sibur in Bavel except Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? So the Gemara there is talking about, Gemara is referring to what the Mishnayos and the Masechta Tainios talk about, that they were Tainios Sibur, the Chazal would go there, in the case that there were sorrows, there was a drought, there wasn't enough rain, or there were other sorrows that they had, that the Sibur had. So they were goes there, Tainios Sibur, and many of the Tainios Sibur were 24-hour fasts. There actually were three different sets of Tainios Sibur. You look in the Mishnayos in the first paragraph of Masechta Tainios. So the comment of Shmuel is referring to those Tainios Sibur that are 24 hours, that start Mevod Yom, that include Ben Hashmashah. It's the way that we fast Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So he says about that there's no Tainios Sibur B'Bavel except Tisha B'Av. There's no fast that we find that's similar to the Tainios Sibur that Chazal would make except Tisha B'Av. Of course Yom Kippur we fast 24 hours, but besides Yom Kippur, there's no fast that we have 24 hours that includes Ben Hashmashos except for Tisha B'Av. That's what he's trying to say. That's how Rashi explains in Psachim over there. So the Gemara continues, Darash Rava, Ubros Umenikos, Misanos Umashlimos Bo, Kederosh Misanos Umashlimos B'Yom HaKippurim. Rava adds a similar comment that Ubros and Menikos, those who are pregnant and nursing women, their Misanos Umashlimos, they complete the fast on Tisha B'Av. Their Misanos Umashlimos Bo, that means on Tisha B'Av, just like Yom Kippur. And says, Rava, uben Hashmashos shlo asur, that the Ben Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av is asur. That's going together with Shmuel. Fits in very nicely with Shmuel. That Tisha B'Av is like a tiny Sibur, a 24-hour fast, that even the Ben Hashmashos before is asur, we start the fast at Shkia, because it's a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Zok the Gemara, v'chein amr mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Ay, mi amr Rabbi Yochanan, achi, v'ha amr Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av, ein ha-ketayna Sibur. Rabbi Yochanan is recorded as saying that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainis Sibur. So I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan, on the one hand, said like Rava that Ben Hashmashah Shelo Asad, that the Ben Hashmashah of Tisha B'Av is prohibited by Achilu Shtiyah, and yet Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying that Tisha B'Av is not a Tainis Sibur. It sounds like Ben Hashmashah is not included. So my love, Zog the Gemara, Ben Hashmashah. So Stoma Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Eino Ketainis Sibur is Tumah Ben Hashmashah, and that's Taka Stira. Says the Gemara, no, lo. Limalocha, talking about the Issa Malocha, that there's no Issa Malocha on Tisha B'Av. That's what he's saying. Havada Tisha B'Av is Ketanis Sibur Le'inyin Ben Hashmashes. It's not Ketanis Sibur Le'inyin Malocha. Malocha Afrakta Gemara Tanina, we know that already. That's a Memra, that's a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Makam Shinagu Lasos Malocha B'Tisha B'Av Osin, and Makam Shinagu Shlo Lasos Ein Osin. There are Chilufei Minhagim, whether we do Malocha on Tisha B'Av, we don't do Malocha on Tisha B'Av. So, it seems as though Malacha is not, there is no Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av. We know that from a different source. We don't need Rabbi Yochanan to be mechadish that to us. Ela may eino ketanei sibur letfilas ne'ila. So what does eino ketanei sibur mean? It doesn't mean for Malacha. It doesn't mean for Ben Hashmashos, because Ben Hashmashos taka is not on Tisha B'Av. So what is it for? Ne'ila. There's no ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. What comes out of this Gemara? When all the dust settles, what emerges is that there are three halachas that the Gemara talks about with reference to Tisha B'Av. One is the fact that the fast starts Ben Hashmashos. And the other two are that there's no Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av, that perhaps there's no Issa Malacha. There's a minig, maybe, not to do Malacha. Many are knowing not to do Malacha before Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, L'maisa. That's what many people do. But many people do Malacha after Chatzos. It's a Shaila, men, women, different, it's a little complicated. But technically speaking, the Issa Malacha doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. The Issa Malacha doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. And thirdly, or second of the two halachas that actually do not apply to Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av is different than the other Tanyos, is that there's no Tfilas Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. So the question is, how do we evaluate all of this? On the one hand, Tisha B'Av is like a Tanya Tzibur. It starts Mibod Yom, starts Ben Hashmashas, and yet, on the other hand, it doesn't have an Issa Malach associated with it. And the assumption of the Gemara is that Tanyos Tzibur, that Chazal were Mesakein for the rain, for different Saras, would have an Issa Malach associated with it. And secondly, there's no Tfilas Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av, we know, and yet Tanyos Tzibur would have Ne'ilah. So the question is why? Why is Tisha B'Av different than Tanyos Tzibur regarding these two halachas? Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to suggest that perhaps the answer lies at the essence of the purpose of Tanyos Tzibur in general, and Tisha B'Av on the other hand. Tisha B'Av has a paradigm of the Dalet Samos. Tisha B'Av, of course, is more chomer than the other three, but it's really coming together with the Dalet Samos. It's in the same grouping. So perhaps if we better understand the goal of the Dalet Samos, what are they trying to elicit, what kinds of feelings they're trying to elicit within us, as opposed to the feelings that we're supposed to have on the Tanyos Tzibur, the Chazal are koveya for different sorrows that happen, and perhaps we might better understand these two halachas, why there's no Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av and why there's no Issa Malach on Tisha B'Av. So let's look together at the Rabbi Menuchas Tanyos, where he delineates the Tanyos Tzibur and the Dalet Samos, and he discusses them. Perhaps we can be medayik in Loshon of the Rabbim. That's what the Rav did. So let's take the look at the Rabbim. Let's try to see the diyukim that we can find in the Rabbim and the diyukim that the Rav had in the Rabbim. The Rabbim Milchus Tainios in Source 2, Perek Aleph, begins like this. Mitzvah Semen HaTorah, Lizoku Lohariyah B'chatzotzos HaKol Tzara Shetovo Al Hatzibu. There's a mitzvah daraisa to be Zoeku Lohariyah, to cry out. Lizok means to cry out b'tfilah. Laharia, we know, means a trua. Have a trua on Rosh Hashanah. So here the Rambam says a trua b'chatzotzos. It's a special gzeres hakosov that you're supposed to blow chatzotzos on in a situation where you have a tefillah, akol tzara shlo tava ala tzibur. Shenemar ala tzara tzara reschem v'harayosem b'chatzotzos. The Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if a tzar comes, if there's some kind of tzara, then you should blow chatzotzos. That's what the Torah says. V'hareosem is tarti mashma. It's stay dim in the pasuk. V'hareosem first of all means to blow a trua, but it also means to call out b'tfilah. That's the za'aka that the rabbi was referring to. Two halachas. There's a trua b'chatzotzos and there's a za'aka as well. Al kol tzara shlo tavo al hatzibu. Continues the rabbi in halacha beis. V'davar ze midarchei hatshuvah. This is a part of tshuva. It's a process of tshuva. He's alluding to the fact that on the Tanyos Tzibur there's a mitzvah of tshuva, a special mitzvah of tshuva. Shevizman shetavu tzara v'yizaku olev yariyu yedu hakol shevigal maseim haroim hu elohen hakosav havonoseichem hitu. That the purpose of the calling out and blowing b'chatzotzos is that the tzibur should be misorah. They should realize that it's because of the averis of the tzibur that this tzara happened, and they'll do tshuva. If they do tshuva, v'zeu sheyigrom lehem lehasra tzara me'aleihem. They do tshuva, so then the za'aka will accomplish its set goal. The za'aka is supposed to be ma'ara the tzibur, to tshuva, that they should realize that their averas produced the tzara, whatever the tzara might be. And if they do tshuva properly, then they'll solve the problem, so the tzara will go away. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu, says the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. But rather they'll just say, it's minagol, this has happened. You know, every so often the stock market drops. Every so often the locusts hit our fields. You know, milchama, every so often they start up with us, you know. We're surrounded, we're buffeted by enemies. So, you know, they'll have an operation against us. They'll have some kind of a battle. And then they'll lay off. And then a little bit later they'll start again. It's normal. It happens like that. Says the Rambam, someone who has that feeling, if a tzibur has that feeling, harezu derech achzorius. That's the way of cruelty. Cruelty? To whom? To the enemy? What was that? Cruelty to oneself. They're being cruel with themselves. Because they have the opportunity to get rid of the tzara, that it shouldn't come back. It shouldn't fester. And they're not going to do tshuva. To go remes lohem lidovik maseim haroim, betosif atzara tzaros acheros. And that causes that the averos that the tzibur had remain with them. They don't do better. They don't do tshuva. And as a result, this tzara is going to bring other tzaras. Either this tzara is going to remain and it's going to constantly badger the tzibur, or there'll be other tzaras. There'll be other tzaras. That's the whole idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates other tzaras that we think, well, okay, we're finished with that one, now we have a different one. Okay, we'll deal with this one, then we'll deal with that one. No, it's a pattern. You have to realize it's all coming from the same source. The goal is to do tshuva. If we don't do tshuva, chalila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it worse. That's what the Torah writes in Parshas V'chukosav, Alachta mimi b'keri, v'alachta imochem b'chamas keri. If you go with me b'keri, then I'll go with you b'chamas keri. Well, what does chamas keri mean? Kloma kishavi aleichem tzara k'deshe kashuvu untamushu keri yosef lachem chamas also keri. That keri can get worse. Chamas keri means a worse keri of the same nature. If you go with me b'keri, you just say nikro nikres, everything is just an accident, everything just happens in the world. It's all teva, minaka olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, chalila, it can get worse. So what's the goal of the Tanya Sibra, says the Rambam? There are two points here. He says there's tshuva and there's za'oka. The za'oka is there to bring about tshuva, to bring the tzibur to tshuva, to do tshuva from the averis that they've done, so that the tzara will go away and it won't come back, or other tzaras won't come. Adds the Rambam another point in Halacha Dalet, the next halacha. Yidivrei Sofrim l'z'anos ha'kol tzara shetova la'tzibur ad she'yiruchamu min ha'shamayim. Nocha halacha. Midrabbanan, Chazal, Musakin, Tainus. Tainus is not the Raisa. The Raisa is Zaoka and Trua B'chatzotzros, which is Darche HaTshuva, says they're on to bring about Tshuva. Midrabbanan, Chazal added that there should be a Tainus as well. Tainus is there to bring about, right? To enable the Zaoka. The Tainus and Tefillah go in tandem, and the whole goal is to achieve Tshuva. Hubimea Tainio, Sa'ilu, Zaokin, B'tfilos, Meschanim, Marim, B'chatzotzros, Bulvad. Chatzotzos is the Iker. The Rambam says in the Mikdash they would do with Chatzotzos and Shofar, but the Chatzotzos would be in the middle. Chatzotzos would be Marek, the Shofar is Mekatzik, because Mitzayom is B'Chatzotzos, the opposite of Rosh Hashanah, where in the Mikdash they have the Shofar in the middle, the Chatzotzos on the outside. Okay, but the Mitzayom is B'Chatzotzos on the Tzoros that the Tzibur gets. Okay, this is the Rambam describing Tanyos Tzibur, that there's this Inyan Min HaTorah of Ze'oka, of Trua, B'chatzotzos, and B'tfila, a mitzvah d'araisa of tefila. This is the Ramban. Right? The Ramban says that the mitzvah d'araisa of tefila is not each day, like the Rambam says. But Be'ez Sara, there's a mitzvah d'araisa of tefila learned out of this pasuk. That's one form of Trua, and the other Trua is to be Meiria B'chatzotzos. That's the chelik of the tefila. It's supposed to come in conjunction with the tefila. A za'oka that's supposed to bring to tshuva, and Chazal, Midrabbana, with Misakin and Tainus as well. Okay, this is in terms of the Dalet Somos. That the goal, this is in terms of the Tainios Sibur. Tainios Sibur, there's Tainis, there's Tshuva, and there's Za'ok. We find that by the Dalet Somos as well, there also is Tshuva and Za'ok. That's the Hemshech of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perakei of Ilchas Tainios in Source 3. Yesh Shom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanev Bohem Yimnei Atzara She'iru Bohem. There are certain days the Klai is so fast because the Tzara is to happen. In order to be ma'orer the hearts and to produce tshuva, we should remember what happened. Through tshuva we'll do better and then the Tzaras won't happen to us. These are Tainios, not the Tainios Sibur for a drought or for other tzaras that happen to the Tzibur, for Dever, for plagues and other things as the Rambam delineated. But rather, these are Tainios that are Kavua on the Luach, on the Jewish calendar, that came as a result of specific tzaras that happened to Klal Yisrael in the past, in history. But we haven't done better, and because we haven't done better, then we have to do tshuva for those averis as well, to be Ma'or, the Levavos, Liftoch, Dachet, Tshuva. What are these days? So if you turn over the second page, the Rambam outlines these days. The Elohim, Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei Shavu Nera Gedali Ben Achikam B'Nichbeis Gacheles Yisrael Hanishara B'Sibeg Lahasam Galusam Tom Gedalia Gimel Tishrei. That's when Gedali Ben Achikam was killed, and the Gacheles Yisrael, the remainder of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the Gacheles went out, and then that brought the rest of Klal Yisrael into Golus. It precipitated the rest of Klal Yisrael going into Golus. Asir b'teva shabosamach melech bavel Nebuchadnezzar harasha al Yerushalayim ve'aviv b'matzor v'matzok. Asir b'teva was when Nebuchadnezzar made a siege around Yerushalayim. We know v'shivas v'tamos v'chamish advarim irubo. We know on shivas v'tamos there were five things that happened then. Right, the luchos were broken and the bottle carbon tome, different things. Right, some general tzaras and some related to the churban, a lot related to the churban. The Tisha B'av, also Tisha B'av is a fourth of the Dalet Samas. V'chamish advarim irubo. Five things happened on Tisha B'av as well. Both Batei Mikdash were destroyed, etc. And there are three other things that the Rambam delineates. Okay? These are the Dalet Samas that the Rambam counts. What is the goal of the Dalet Samas? What are they about? The Rambam told us. The Rambam says, La'or halavavos v'liftach da'achayat tshuva. He also says the tachlis of the Dalet Samas is to bring to tshuva. Bring to tshuva sounds very similar to the Tani Osibar. Those are also da'achayat tshuva. Here too, Liftoach Darkei Atshuva. Darkei Atshuva seems to be a focus of Tiny Ostibar and of Dalet Samas. It's interesting, we find the concept of Ze'oka by the Dalet Samas as well, just like by the Tiny Ostibar. But here we see a divergence already. What is the Ze'oka? What's the Kiyum Ze'oka in the Dalet Samas? So it doesn't seem like it's the same as the Tiny Ostibar. Skip a little bit to Source 8, to the Navi Zechariah. Rabbi Zechariah received a question. In the rule of Daryovesh, the Dvar Hashem came to Zechariah. They sent the question to the Kohanim. Look at the Pasuk Gimel. Lemor el Kohanim asher leveis Hashem tzvokos ve'el ha'neviim lemor. Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi hinozek asher asisi zek ha'mashonim. Should I still cry in chodesh ha'chamishi? This was a time that they were rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. We know Daryovesh was the son of Esther, right? And Koresh, right? Koresh was the one who enabled them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They were starting already to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So they asked the Shaila, should they still fast? Should they cry b'chodesh ha'chamishi? Should they cry in the fifth month? What's the fifth month? Av on Tisha B'Av? And they were also asking, should they cry for the other three of the Dalet Samas? So the word came back in Perek Ches. There's a little bit in the middle there, but in Perek Ches it came back in Pasuk Yutes. Kol Hashem Tzvakos, very famous pasuk. Tzomar Aviv, Tzomar Chamishi, Tzomar Shvi, Tzomar Asiri, Yil Aves Yehuda L'Sasun U'L'Simcha L'Ma'adim Tovim. That the Dalet Samos will be L'Sasun U'L'Simcha for Klal Yisrael for Beis Yehuda U'L'Ma'adim Tovim. Ultimately, the Dalet Samos, when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, they're going to become Yomim Tovim. They're not going to be days of Tzara, days of Tainis, but rather they'll be Yomim Tovim. And that's what he was saying to them. He was saying when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be standing, you're not going to fast. You fast now, when you're in Golus, when the Beis HaMikdash is B'churbana, but after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so then you're not going to fast. And then if it's destroyed again, if there will be another Churban, then you will have to fast. Right? So it's a function of whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or it's not standing. That's what came back. What's the phrase that they asked the question? Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Should I cry during chodesh ha'chamishi? The Rav pointed out that if you think about it for a moment, b'chia is also a form of ze'aka. It's also a form of crying out. But it's not tefillah. Yes, there are. Sometimes we have a b'chia that's a form of tefillah. I know the Rav has a different word, that shofar, you know, shofar is a type of tefillah, the b'chias of the shofar. But the b'chia that we're talking about is more b'chia and hesped. It's not the b'chia of the shofar. B'chia is a different type of ze'okah. It's not a ze'okah of tefillah. It's a different sug ze'okah. Interesting. So we find that both Tiny Osibor and the Dalet Samos are associated with tshuva, and there is a kiyum ze'okah. But by the Kiyum Za'aka, we see already that there's a divergence. There's something different. When it comes to Tiny Osibor, the Kiyum Za'aka is in Tefillah. That's Za'aka B'chatzotzo, Za'aka in Tefillah. When it comes to the Dalet Samos, the Kiyum Za'aka is not in Tefillah. It's in Bechia V'Hesped. Bechia V'Hesped. That's the Shaila. The Shaila was, should they cry? Should they have the Hesped? Should they lament? Should they have the Kinos? Huh? Should they lament on Tisha B'Av and on the other three of the Dalet Samos now that the Beis HaMikdash is not B'Churbana, or when the Beis HaMikdash will not be B'Churbana? That's what they're asking. you see that the Kiyum Za'aka in the Dalet Tzomus is not in Tefillah, but rather it's in Bechiyah Vehesped. The Rav pointed out that this really shows the fundamental difference between the Tanya Sibur and the Dalet Tzomus. Yes, it is true that even for the Dalet Tzomus, there is an ultimate goal. There is a tachlis that the Dalet Tzomus should lead a person to tshuva. That is definitely true. But the Chovas Hayom of the Dalet Tzomus is not tshuva. That's not the Chovas Hayom. That's not the Ikar Yesod of the day. Ultimately, secondarily, it's supposed to lead to tshuva. That is the goal. But that's not the Chovas Hayom. That's not really what we're doing. That's not what we're doing on the Dalet Tzomus themselves. On Tiny Osibur, the Iker Chovas Hayom of the day is tshuva. The purpose of the Za'aka is to lead to tshuva. The purpose of the Za'aka, which comes in the form of tefillah, is to lead to tshuva. That's not just a secondary benefit of the day. That's the essence of the day of the Tiny Osibur, claiming the Rav. But on Dalet Tzomus, you know, the tachlis of the day ultimately is to lead to tshuva, but that's not the Chovas Hayom. That's not the goal of the day. V'horaya, the Kiyum Za'aka is not a Za'aka in tefillah, but rather it's a Za'aka of Bechiyah. It's a Za'aka of Bechiyah. On Tiny Osiva, we find a very interesting halacha. Turn back for a moment to the first page. We left the part of the Rambam out. Find the halacha in Ilchas Tiny Os Perek Aleph at the end, in Halacha Yud Zayin. Says b'chol yom tainis shegoz nol tzibur b'nei atzaras beznev azaken and yoshev esa knesses who both can almaisei anshe ha'ir achat tfila shachris achatzos ayom achatzi ayom. There's bedikas averis on a tainis tzibur. The bezdin sits and they look at the averis of the call. They see what have we been doing wrong? Is it tzibur? Mesirin amachsholo shel averos mesirin v'dorshim v'chokrim abalichomas v'averos mafrishnosam. They talk about integrity and what a person is supposed to be doing, all the averos of the community, what we have to do better, if it's talking during davening, or if it's integrity, if it's a lack of chesed with other people, if it's bittul Torah, whatever the avera is, they talk about the averos of the kohol for half a day, from shachris to chatzos, they talk about the averos of the kohol. That's part of the process of tshuva. If you can do tshuva from averis, you have to find out what those averis are. So we have a challenge. We have to do tshuva. Yom Kippur is a zman of tshuva, but we don't have someone to be ma'ora what our averis are. The Rav darshins in the kehila. The Rav who knows the kehila can darshan a little bit, but he doesn't know as well as Bezdin knew before. So we're at a disadvantage to some extent, because that really is the goal of tshuva. If we don't know what we're doing wrong, then we can't correct it. For the tiny osibur, since the goal of the za'aka really is tshuva from averis of the tzibur, so bedikas averis is part of the chovas hayom, because the chovas hayom is tshuva. Chovas hayom is tshuva, but the za'aka in dalet tzomos is not tefila. The za'aka in dalet tzomos is bechiyah v'hesped. It's a different type of za'aka. It's a different type of za'aka. It's not a za'aka of tshuva. Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, but we don't find the achiyuv b'chiyah. People cry Yom Kippur, but that's not the Chovas Hayom. Chovas Hayom is to do tshuva. So b'chiyah and tshuva are not necessarily related to each other. So what is the Chovas Hayom of the Dalet Tzomus? Can you figure it out based on everything that we've been saying? What is the Chovas Hayom? Avelus. Avelus is the Chovas Hayom. Chovas Hayom of Dalet Tzomus is Avelus for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's why tshuva is only a secondary tachlis. Just like Avelus by an Ovel for Avelus Chadasha, if Chalila, a close relative, passes away, there is a goal of tshuva there as well. The Ramah at the end of Hilchas Avelus writes in Yoredei and Simen Tov Gimel. What's the goal of Avelus? Hachai Yiten Elibo. The Chai should take to his heart the Yispid Yispidune, the Yikbar Yikbarune, just like he's Maspid, the relative, it's going to happen to him one day. Just like the relative is buried, it's going to happen to him one day. Yeah, that's what happens in life. That's what happens in life. There's a Galgal HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created that we don't last forever. So, of course, that's the goal. The goal is tshuva, that a person should realize, my days are numbered, right? Everyone is Sof Kol Adam Lamus. So Yitein Alibo, he'll take it to heart, and he'll be Meshaper Maisav, Shapru ma'aseichem, he'll be meshapru ma'aseiv, so that he'll be able to accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish in this world. So, it's true, Avelis comes to achieve tshuva, but that's a secondary tachlis. Avelis itself is to mourn the loss. To mourn the loss, that's the ikar tachlis. And that's the same, said the Rav, about the Dalet Zomos. The Dalet Zomos, of course, are there to bring us to tshuva, but that's only a secondary tachlis of the Dalet Zomos. The ikar tachlis is to be misabel on Churban Beis HaMikdash, to feel the loss of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the goal. So it's very different than the Tanya Yosibur. The goal of Tanya Yosibur, the Chovas Hayom, is tshuva. That's why the Kiyum Z'oka of the Tanya Yosibur is tefillah. Because tefillah is what brings about tshuva. Yom Kippur is a zman of tefillah. We have multiple tefillahs Yom Kippur. That's there to bring about tshuva. But the Kiyum Z'oka on Tisha B'Av and the others of the Dalet Zomos is not tefillah. That's not the Kiyum Z'oka. Kiyum Z'oka is bechiyah because the Ikar Chovas Hayom is avelus for Churban Beis HaMikdash.
That's the hint. So, I mean, you essentially just answered the question before I asked it, but what I was going to say is, still, once the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, it leads us to a similar mindset as the Tanya Tzibur. No, it leads us to...
It's a different mindset. Avelus is not the same as working on tshuva. Right? Maybe secondarily, if you're misabel properly, that'll bring you to tshuva, but that's not the focus. The focus is avelus, sadness, bechia, hesped. It's a different focus. And that's why the different maisim that we do on the Tanya Sibur and on the Dalet Zomos reflect the chovas hayom, the ikar tachlis of each and every day, of each one of those tanyas. The Rav went a little bit further, a very interesting idea that he added to this. He says, we find the Gemara in Tainus, quotes a Braisa, that at first glance is a little bit puzzling. Let's all turn to page 2, source 5. Tana Rabbana, Kol mitzvos anogos b'ovel nogos b'tishivah. The Braisa says, all mitzvos that are noeg b'ovel, an ovel for avelus chadasha for a relative, anoeg and tishivah. What are those mitzvos that are nogos b'ovel? Also, ba'achilu b'shtiya b'sicha b'nilas hasana b'tashu shamita. Also, likros b'tarin avim uksuvim. We know that there are chamisha inuyim. Yom Kippur also has the chamisha inuyim, but an ovel has more than the chamisha inuyim. He also has an isat al matar. Says the Braisa, all mitzvahs that are nogos ba'ovel are nogos b'tishuvah. And what are those mitzvahs? The chamisha inuyim, the isat al matarah, and achilu shtiya. So that seems a little strange. Achilu shtiya? Do we find that an ovel is also b'achilu shtiya? So Rashi immediately points out, no. Also b'achilu shtiya, so a six, hani e'nogim b'ovel. The answer achilu shtiya don't apply to an ovel. The kachoshiv nami yisurim she'nogim b'olavad mehani d'nehigi b'ovel. Chitza v'sicha, ne'ila, etc. Rashi says, the price is lav dafka. The price is... quoting, it's mentioning mitzvahs hanogos ba'avil and connecting them to Tisha B'Av. But it's not like the only yisurim that apply to Tisha B'Av are mitzvahs that are hanogos ba'avil. There are other yisurim that apply to Tisha B'Av as well. Interestingly enough, the Rosh leaves out achil and shtiyah because he was so troubled with this kasha. Tana Rabbana, kol mitzvahs hanogos ba'avil, hanogos b'Tisha B'Av, osu b'rechitza v'sicha b'nilas hasana b'tashu shamita, etc. The Rosh leaves out achil and shtiyah because it's really a pella. It's a pella. I mean, Rashi is apologetic, right? He's basically saying it's lav dafka achil and shtiyah. I'm not mitzvahs hanogos ba'avil. They're extraneous, but he's mentioning the Tana the Braisa. He mentions all the surim of Tisha B'Av, but most of them are mitzvahs hanogos ba'avil. Achil and shtiyah are not mitzvahs hanogos ba'avil. Said the Rav, maybe if we take the Braisa kipshuto, maybe what the Tana the Braisa is saying is that the avelus of Churban Beis HaMikdash, as it is expressed on Tisha B'Av, actually has more isurim than the avelus of an avelus chadash. An ovel normally is aser in certain things. He has to abstain from certain activities, whether it's rechitza, washing, or sicha, anointing himself, tashu shamita, ne'ilas asandal, talmud Torah. There are things that an ovel has to abstain from. Avelus for Churban Beis HaMikdash is like the avelus of an ovel, but it's avelus plus. It's a little bit more. Maybe achil and shtiya a part of the avelus for Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Rav wanted to suggest. There are those who say it's not part of the avelus, they're just at Tzvei Dinim. Tisha B'Av has two halachas. The Brisker Rav has a famous piece on the Rambam about that, the Mechas Chinuch, or something like that. The Tisha B'Av is really composed of two parts. There's a din avelus in Tisha B'Av, there's a din tainus. So achil and shti is just a din tainus. The Rav wanted to say no. He wanted to say that the avelus itself perhaps generates the issa tainus on Tisha B'Av. It generates the din tainus, the issa achil and shti. And he says, based on that, l'chora, the avelus of Tisha B'Av has to generate a new form of za'aka. Because that's exactly the point. It's not a za'aka of the Tanya Asira. It's not a za'aka of tefillah that's generated by tshuva. Even if the goal of Tisha B'Av ultimately is to lead to tshuva. Sure, that's the goal of Tisha B'Av. But that's not the Ikar Chavasayam. The Ikar Chavasayam is to be Mis'abal and Churb Meis HaMikdash. And that avelus brings us Isurim. It brings us Isurim that an Ovel is Noi, but it brings us more than that. It brings us Achil and Shtiyah, and it brings us a Kiyam Za'aka as well, but a different Kiyam Za'aka. Not a Za'aka of Tefillah, but rather a Za'aka of Bechiyah V'Hespid. Bechiyah, Hespid, Kina. That's the Kiyam Za'aka that you have on Tisha B'Av. And in the Dalet Somos, you have that as well, but to a lesser extent, obviously. Tisha B'Av is more Chomer. It's a heightened Avelis for Chum Reis Mekdash, but in the other three of the Dalet Somos, you also have that kind of Kiyam. Said the Rav, this can explain the Gemara Pesachim that we started with. Start with the Gemara Pesachim that pointed out that on Tisha B'Av we have two differences, right? Two halachas that apply to the Tanya Osira that don't apply to Tisha B'Av. First, that there's no Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and secondly, there's no Tfilas Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. So let's take Ne'ilah first. There's no Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. Why is there no Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av? So said the Rav, Ne'ilah is only shayach to a Tainus of Tshuva. Tainus of Tshuva. Why? Well, for two reasons. First of all, if you look at the Nusach HaTfil of Ne'ilah, it's all about tshuva. Right? Atanosin Yod LaPoshim, Vimincha Pshut L'Kabel Shavim, we're familiar with the Lashon of Ne'ilah. Shavim, tshuva, it's talking all about tshuva. All the psukim that we quote in Tfilas Ne'ilah, they're all focusing on tshuva. That's what it's all about. For the Tiny Osibra, it makes sense to have a Tfilas Ne'ilah because it's all about tshuva. That's the Chovas Hayom. So if that's the Chovas Hayom, Ne'ilah is appropriate. But on the Dalet Somos, even on Tisha B'Av, the most chomer of the Dalet Somos, the ikar of the day, the tachlis of the day, is not tshuva. That might be a secondary tachlis, but that's not the Chovas Hayom. The Chovas Hayom is Avelus V'Chur Meis HaMikdash. So because the Chovas Hayom is Avelus V'Chur Meis HaMikdash, then the Nusach HaTfilah of Ne'ilah doesn't really make sense on Tisha B'Av, because it's focused so much on tshuva. What's more, Tfilas Ne'ilah constitutes ribui tefillah. It's an extra tefillah. You can't daven Ne'ilah if you haven't daven the other tefillahs of the day. You have to daven Shachris and Mincha, the previous Marv. You have to daven all the tefillahs of the day. Ne'ilah is the fourth tefillah. It's an extra tefillah. It's a ribui tefillah. So if the Chovas Hayom is tefillah, like on the Tanya Sibur, it makes sense to be Marv b'tefillah because that's the whole yisod of the day. That's the Chovas Hayom. That's the essence of the day. But if the essence of the Dalet Somos is not tefillah, but rather Avelus V'Churban Beis HaMikdash, then it doesn't make sense to be Mosif B'Tfilah. The Ikka Mitzvah is to be Mesabla and Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Kiyam Za'aka is not fulfilled through Ribui Tfilah, but rather the Kiyam Za'aka is to be Bochem, to have more Kinos, to have more Bechiyah, to have more Hespid. Not an extra Tfilah. An extra Tfilah is not the goal. Not the goal. What's more, Befrat on Tisha B'Av, we don't have a Ne'ilah because we don't... We don't say tachnun, we don't slichas, we don't even have a kaddish to skabel, because that's trying to, at least in shachris, we don't have a kaddish to skabel. Later in mincha we have a to skabel. But at least in shachris, we don't have a kaddish to skabel, because that shows, miyam shachar beis hamikdash, ninalu sharei tefillah. That sharei tefillah have been closed up since the churban beis hamikdash. Part of the avelus of churban beis hamikdash is to demonstrate that we can't daven in the same way. It's a lower level. It certainly wouldn't be appropriate to have a ribui tefillah on that day. We're trying to show, as the Pasuk in Eicha says, Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sosam tefilasi. Even as I cry out in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has closed up sosam tefilasi. He's closed up my tefillah. So we'll have a ribui tefillah. We're going to daven in the ila. It runs counter to the whole spirit of the day. The whole spirit of the day is in Bechiyah and Hespid, Avelus for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The fact that we don't have tefillah, the fact that we can't have tefillah on the same level that we had when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. That's the purpose of the whole tainus. So it wouldn't make any sense to have a Ne'ilah. So this idea that there's no Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av because the Chovas Hayom is not in Tefillah, this is already alluded to before the Rav. This was alluded to in the Tosfos Yom Tov in his Perush on Masechta Tainus. Tosfos Yom Tov makes reference to a Ran in Tainis. Let's go to the Ran, source 10, then we'll go to source 11, to the Tosfos Yom Tov, who references the Ran. The Ran says that at the end of Megillas Esther, the Megillah writes that they accepted upon themselves Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, the days of Purim, Yudalit, Hasvav, all the days of Purim. They accepted upon themselves Kasher Kimu Al Nafsham V'Al Zaram Divrei Hatzomos V'Zakosam. Just like they accepted upon themselves Divrei Hatzomos V'Zakosam, the Tainios, doesn't tell you what Tainios they're talking about, but just like they accepted upon themselves the Tainios, so too they accepted the happy times, the Mishta V'Simcha, that they're going to be Mekayim, those days as well. So says the Ran in a comment in Masechta Tainis in Source 10, Mashakosu Kasher Kiblu al Nafsham of the Kasher, Kimu al Nafsham, Divya Atsamas Vizakosam, Kapershu al Dalit Somos, Shetiknu an Aviyam al Achurban. Divya Atsamas Vizakosam is referring to the Dalit Somos. We have a reference in Megillas Esther to the Dalit Somos. They accepted upon themselves the Dalit Somos, so too they accepted upon themselves Yimei Purim, the Mishta V'Simcha of Purim. Now we know the Dalit Somos, Purim occurred in the 70 years between, right? Golus and Shushan, right? It occurred after the Churban. So they were makabel upon themselves, Divya Atzamos V'Zakasam, the Tzomos. So too, Mordechai and Esther convinced them to be makabel upon themselves, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha of Purim. V'Yakasav Omer Shekiblu Aleim Lassos Mishta V'Simcha B'Yimei HaTovah, Kasher Kiblu Aleim B'Yimei HaRoah Divya Atzamos V'Zakasam. Umiyu adds around a very interesting statement. Masha Omer V'Zakasam, The Ran says, I think that Vizakosam is not referring to the Dalit Somos. Maybe Divrei Hatzomos is referring to the Dalit Somos, but Vizakosam is not referring to the Dalit Somos. That's referring to Tanis Esther. We said at the beginning, Tanis Esther is not in the category of the Dalit Somos. It's a little bit different. So the Ran is alluding to that at least somewhat. Right? Vizakosam, he says, is more that's talking about Tanis Esther. Why? Shehayu b'zaka, shedalat atzomos le'evelheim v'lo l'tfila u'zaka. That was a brisk word in the Ran. He says, you want to know what the chovas hayom of the dalat somos is? Dalat somos are somos shel evel. They're not somos shel tfila u'zaka. So to say v'zakosam goes on the dalat somos wouldn't be appropriate. V'zakosam refers to Tainis Esther. We know they were zoeg b'tfila. When the Gzeir of Haman came out, they cried out b'tfila. So v'zakosam makes sense to be referring to Tainis Esther. But to be referring to the Dalit Somos, says the Ran, I'm not sure it's appropriate. Maybe Divrei Hatzomos refers to the Dalit Somos, but not v'zakosam, because there's no inyan of tefila and za'ok on the Dalit Somos. That's not the goal. It's not the Chovas Hayom. We daven, but that's not the Chovas Hayom. Chovas Hayom is Evel. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov in Source 11. By the cause of a Rav, the Bar Tanura writes, the B'Ktsas Tanya Shiesh Ne'ilu, B'Ktsas and Lo. Some Tanyos have Ne'ilu, some Tanyos don't. The Bar Tanura in his Perish Mishnayos writes that a Rambam cause the Perik Yidal Me'ilchas Tfila, B'Tanya Shiesh Be'em Ne'ilu, Gon Tzom Kippur, B'Tanya Sibur, Yom Kippur, and Tanyos Sibur have Ne'ilu. The Tanya Shein Bo Ne'ilu, Zab Der Rambam, Gon Tishba V'Yud Zayin B'Tamas. These are examples, the Dalit Somos are examples of Tanyos that don't have Ne'ilu. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, Nirash is Sparosuk, Mashakosav Haran. The Ne'ilah Nitkina b'chol Tainyos shehukfu l'tfila, aval Dalit Somos lo hukfu ela le'evel lo tikna b'hu Ne'ilah. So the Tosfos Yom Tov, I think the Vart is based on the Ran. Since the Dalit Somos are Tainyos shel evel, not Tainyos shel tshuva, not Tainyos shel ze'oka shel tfila, then it doesn't make sense to have a Ne'ilah then. Ne'ilah is a ribui tfila. We don't have a ribui tfila if the Tainyos is a Tainyos shel evel, not a Tainyos shel tfila. Those Tainyos that were hukfu for tfila, Yom Kippur, the Tainyos Tzibur, for the different sorrows that happened to the Tzibur, those are hukful l'tfila. The hukful l'tfila, then it makes sense to be marbe b'tfila. But the Dalit Somos, even though ultimately the goal is to get to tshuva, and we do daven on these days, but they're not yemei tfila. They're not yemei za'oka. Za'oka of tfila. They are yemei za'oka. Za'oka of b'chia. Different type of za'oka. Za'oka of b'chia, not za'oka of tfila. So therefore, there's no tfilas ne'ila, Tisha B'Av and the other Dalit Somos. This perhaps can explain as well why there's no Issa Malacha on the Dalit Somos. What is the Issa Malacha associated with? So the Gemara in Tainis, in Source 4, explains what the Mokar for the Issa Malacha is. We said that there are different tainios that the Chazal HaKoveh, Avru Elu V'lo Nanu, Avru Elu V'lo Nanu, there are different sets, three sets of tainios that they have if it's not raining. So Bezdin goes and shows tainios acheres al atzibur, ochlam eshosim nebaud yom, asurim b'malocho, v'rechitza b'sicha b'nil sasandal, etc. There's an issa malocho in tainios tzibur. So in fact, the Gemara, b'shlama kulu ispu tainug, v'chitza sicha v'tashvish amita, I understand that on tainios tzibur, a person is supposed to abstain from dvarim shel tainug. That's the point. It's supposed to be misane. So misane means you're not supposed to have a tainug. Have a malacha tsarhu, but doing malacha is a tsar. So why is there an issa malacha on the tainios tzibur? Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yemi Bar Abba, Amar Kora, Kachu Tzom Kiru Atzara Isfu Zekeinim. Pasuk says Kachu Tzom Kiru Atzara Isfu Zekeinim. Pasuk in Sefer Yoel, I think. Yeah. Katzeres, matzeres, also basias malocha. Aftainis also basias malocha. Just like atzeres is also basias malocha, atzeres yomtiv is also basias malocha. So too tainis is also basias malocha. So gzeres akosa that there's an issa malocha and tainis, issa malocha and tainis. Well, what's the idea? Now, what's the idea that there's an issa, that there's an issa tainis, that there's an issa malocha on tainis? It's like yomtiv. Well, what does that mean? So the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe the issa malocha on tainios tzibur is related to bedikas averis. The issa malocha means that they have to stop what they're doing. They have to stop what they're doing. They have to focus on something else. The bedikas averis that the kol has to do in the morning between shachris and chatzos creates an issa malocha. Because you can't be osek in malocha if you're supposed to be looking into averis. Look, the minig not to do malach on Tisha B'Av is also focused on the fact that one is not supposed to be mesiach das from the avelis, person is also supposed to be focused. But technically speaking, if a person is misabel, if a person is boche, then he can do malacha. If the minig is to do malacha in a particular area, then it's muta. Tanya Sibur is totally different. You have to take a step back. You have to look at the avelis and the call. You have to be bodik on the avelis. You have to be ma'or the tzibur on the averis. So it doesn't make any sense to do malacha. The issa malacha, said the Rav, might be related to the bedikas averis that have to be done as part of the chovas hayom. And if you need bedikas averis, then you can't have malacha because you have to be focused on looking into the averis so that people can do tshuva. Since that's the focus of the tanya tzibur, that's why there's an issa malacha in the tanya tzibur, but there's no issa malacha on Tisha B'Av and the other of the Dalet Tzomos. Okay, this is one approach. That the goal of the Dalet Tzomos is not tshuva. That's not the focus. These are not tainios shel tshuva, the tainios shel evel. Tainios to be misabel on korban beis hamikdash. And that's why the kiyum za'oka is different. The kiyum za'oka is not in tefillah, but rather it's in bechia and hesped. That's why there's no tefillas ne'ila, as the Tosfos Yom Tov writes. There's no tefillas ne'ila because that would be a ribuy of tefillah, and that's why there's no issa malacha, because issa malacha and tanya sibur is related to bedikas averis, but that's not the focus. The focus is not the tshuva, even though that's certainly a secondary tachlis for the Dalet Tzomos, but that's not the chovas hayom. So that's why, since as the Ran says, the tanya shel evel, not tanya shel tshuva, that's why there's no issa malacha. So this also can explain the Seder Hadvarim in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Mishnah Berurah. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Seder Hadvarim in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll find the Shulchan Aruch is Misader, the Dalet Tzomos first, from Simen Tovkuf Memtes till Simen Tovkuf Samach. The Mechaber writes about the Dalet Tzomos, and then afterwards he brings the halachas of the other tainios tzibur, for other tzarash lotov alat tzibur. So it's interesting. First he talks about the Dalet Tzomos, then he talks about the tainios tzibur. Why? Because he views them as totally separate from each other. If he were to have mentioned the tainios tzibur first, then you get the impression that maybe the Dalet Tzomos are related somehow to the tainios tzibur. So he first talks about the Dalet Tzomos, and he ends with Simen Tovkuf Samach, that's all of the Zeche L'Churban, all the halachos of Zeche L'Churban. Because that's what the Dalet Tzomos are all about. They're all Zeche L'Churban. They're all Avelis V'Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the Yisod of the Dalet Tzomos. And only then, after he finishes talking about Avelis V'Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Dalet Tzomos, then the Mechaber talks about the Tanya Osiba for other tzaros, because they're really two different yesodos, two different chovos hayom. It's interesting. If we assume that the Dalet Zomos are Tanya Shel Evel for Churban Beis Hamikdash, so then one has to ask themselves, why Aseres Yemei Tshuva are we fasting on Tzom Gedalia for Avelis and Churban Beis Hamikdash? Aseres Yemei Tshuva l'chora is man of Tshuva, so it's sort of strange. You could say that's the day Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, so you know we have a Tanya Shel Evel in the middle of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But I was thinking maybe the idea is that it is a little bit related, right? Even if yes.
Well, wouldn't it also make more sense then in the Avinu Malkeinus to say the ones for maybe not the ones for the
Aseres Mei Tshuva? No, so it is part of Aseres Mei Tshuva. So because it's part of Aseres Mei Tshuva, we have to daven, we have to be doing tshuva, right? So it happens to be that Tzom Gedalia has both motifs, right? That's true. It has the Avelis motif and the tshuva motif as well. But the question is why? Like, what's it doing here? I thought al derech efshem. The Gemara in Yevamos comments that Dirshu Hashem behimatzo elu asara yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippur. Dirshu Hashem behimatzo. There are different periods of time during the year. There's hab betzibur, hab biyochid. There are certain times that betzibur Hakadosh Baruch Hu is found, but between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Hakadosh Baruch Hu is nimtza even for kol yochid biyochid. As they say, as the Chassidish Yisraim say, Melech Basada, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, we don't understand these concepts, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is closer to us. He's not in the palace, he's out of the palace. He's in the Sada. He's easier to approach, he's easier to find. So I was thinking, maybe if Dirshu Hashem B'Matzah refers to Aseres Yemei Tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more found during that particular time and we can connect with him more easily, maybe Taka Dafka, at such a time we should be Mis'abel on Churban Beis Hamikdash to feel what's missing normally, the fact that we can't have that connection normally. This time of year HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself more available than usual, but normally he's not as available, and Alachas Kama V'Kama, because of Churban Beis Hamikdash, he's less available than he was, than he made himself available when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. So Efshem and Kenzogin, it's not so strange to say that perhaps the having Avelis or Churban Beis Hamikdash on Tzom Gedalia is very appropriate, because Dafka during this time of Tshuva, time of Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, we should be misabel over the fact that Hashem is not behimatzo normally. He makes himself available now, but normally he's not behimatzo, even less so than the way it should have been, where he was in the Beis Hamikdash. At least you could seek out, right? B'mokom asher yivchar, you could go up to the Beis Hamikdash, you can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Iker concentration of the Shechina was found in the Beis Hamikdash. Now we don't have that. So maybe a taka is appropriate to be misabel for Churban Beis Hamikdash, even more so. Dafka Aseres Yemei Tshuva. This is one approach to the Dalet Zomos. At a different time, the Rav suggested a slightly different approach. Actually, the exact opposite approach. Right? So, it's interesting. There are different motifs, you'll see, in the Rambam. There are different hints in the Rambam that maybe the Dalet Zomos are Tainios Shel Evel. Well, maybe Taka, even the Dalet Zomos can be viewed as Tainios Shel Tshuva, but the question is why. The Rav wanted to suggest the second approach on other occasions, and in fact the Chasam Sofer says this. It's not just the Rav. But there are two different approaches that we find in the Achronim, and I think both are important. That's why I'm mentioning them both, not to confuse you, but rather to show that the Dalet Zomos really have multiple themes that are associated with it. What do I mean? Let's go back to the Rambam. Go back to it's not going to be, you know, a different source. No, the Rambam himself seems to look at the Dalet Zomos in two different ways. On the one hand, the Rambam seems to say, like we presented till now, that the Dalet Zomos are Tainios Shel Evel, like the Ran, different than the Tainios of Tshuva of the Tainios Tzibur. But yet, the Rambam has a fascinating statement. Let's go back to page one. What does the Rambam say there in Source 3, in Perek Hay, when he starts to talk about the Dalet Zomos? He says, "Yesh shom yomim shekol Yisrael misanim bohem ibnei atzor she'iru bohem kedei la'or al avavos v'loftorach da'achei atshuva." Right? There are days that Klal Yisrael fast because of tzora she'iru bohem to be ma'orer l'vavos v'loftorach da'achei atshuva. The years of Zichron Maseinu Aram Masei Avosenu Shehoya V'Maseinu Ata Achigaram Lahem V'Lano Osan Atzaras. We should remember the averos that Klal Yisrael did in the past and that we continue to do, which caused the tzaros for them and for us, because as a result of that, we'll be able to be shav v'ldu tshuva properly. What's the Rambam saying? If you read the Rambam very carefully, the Rambam is saying something fascinating. The Rambam seems to be saying that what are the Dalet Samos? The Dalet Samos are a hechet timtza of specific tzaros that happened to Klal Yisrael throughout history. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainios talks first about the Tainios Sibra. That's Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph discussed a lot of the halachas of Perek Aleph. And he goes on in Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. Comes Perek Hei, then he gets to the Dalet Samos. He doesn't talk about the Dalet Samos initially. The Rav pointed out, it's interesting, the Seder HaDvarim is different in the Rambam as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, we find the Dalet Samos are talked about first, and only then do we talk about Tainios Sibra. So that would flow well with the Ran, that the Dalet Samos are Tainios Shel Evel. So we want to first talk about Tainios Shel Evel before we talk about Tainios Sibra, because if not, you get the impression that the Dalet Samos is just a Hemshech. But the fact that the Rambam reverses the order and puts the Dalet Samos after the Tainios Sibra might give you the impression, it might not. I mean, it could go either way. The Rav before was explaining not like that. But it might give you the impression that the Dalet Samos really are examples of the Tainios Sibra. And that's really Lichtenwerth of the Rambam. It's lying in his words. Because he says, Yesham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Misanem Bahem Mipnei HaTzaros She'iru Bahem. He was talking about HaKol Tzara Shelo Tavo. You have Tainios HaKol Tzara Shelo Tavo LaTzibur. And now he's saying that we fast because of Tzaros that happened. It's not Tzaros that happen every day. You'll have a new Tainios Sibra for a Tzara that's happening today. But rather, for a Tzara that happened in the past, we're fasting. But just a second, what are we fasting for? It's a tzara that happened in the past, so what are we fasting? If it's tiny, if it's like tiny yosiba, so what do we fast for? Says the Rambam, because Klal Yisrael in the past did averas that caused the tzara. And we, because we're not doing tshuva, it's as if we caused the tzara today. The tzara is continuing. Which tzara is he referring to? Which tzara is the Rambam referring to? The Churban Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban, they caused the actual Churban, but because we didn't do tshuva, we're causing the Churban Beis HaMikdash to continue. Right? Like Chazal say, Kol Mishlo Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, Kilo Nechrav B'yamav. If we're not doing tshuva, if we're not rectifying what was done in the past, then it's like we're causing the Churban Beis HaMikdash today. Not just on Tisha B'av, but all the Dalet Samos are a tainis for a tzara, for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that was caused by averus in the past, but because of a lack of tshuva, we continue to cause that even today. And that's mamish what the Rambam says. It's mivnei atzara she'iru, v'yiyaz ha'zichron ha'maseinu ha'ram ha'masi ha'vaseinu shehoyek ha'maseinu ata atshegaram lohem v'lonu osan atzaros, until it caused for them and for us these tzaros. Because the tzara continues to this very day since we didn't do tshuva for the averus of our forefathers. It's a little bit of a different approach. This approach seems to imply that the Dalet Samos are not Tainios Shel Evel. Maybe they are Tainios Shel Evel as well, but that's not what the Rambam is bringing out. The Rambam is trying to say that the Dalet Samos are really Tainios of tshuva. They're like the Tainios Sibra, the Tainios on a tzara. The tzara of Churban Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of the tainis really is to do tshuva. That is what the Rambam says, right? That's what troubled us in the beginning. According to this approach of the Rav, you don't have to apologize for that statement and say, well, it's a secondary taklis of the day. No, the Rambam is saying it's an ikar taklis of the day. The Dalet Samos are really examples of the tainios sibra, examples of tzaros that happened in history and that continue to happen because we haven't rectified the averus of the past. And that's why there's taka achiyav of tshuva, because that's the Chofes HaYom. The Chofes HaYom really, really is tshuva. This is what the Chasam Sofer suggests in the tshuva. Chasam Sofer alludes to this idea of the Rav, this diuk in the Rambam that the Rav had. Chasam Sofer in Source 12 quotes the Rambam. Hine Rambam kosa resh perakei mitainis yeshamim, etc. We'd have to read it again. But skip to the third line. Hine gila lanu mashloha yinu malam al datenu. The Rambam is megal something we never would have imagined. You know, Choshen Shatanesim Alalu Einam Al Derech Hatshuva Ela Al Derech Ha'evil v'hatzar. B'yom she'ira ra kama simcha, b'yom she'ira tova. We would have thought that these tanyas are tanyas shel evil, like the Ram. That's what we would have thought. Comes the Rambam, says the Chasam Sofer, mikamakam hodiyonu ha'ramam d'lo kachu. The Rambam says, nitazlam. The Rambam says that they're not tanyas shel evil, they're tanyas shel tshuva. They're tanyas shel tshuva. V'yalpiv no'agu lomar viduyim uslichos ba'usan hayomim. It's interesting. You know, I said there's no ribui tefillah on the Dalet Samos, but it's interesting that we do have slichas. We don't have a ne'ilah, we have slichas. The Chasam Sofer picks up on that. He says, look, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, since it's Ikri Moed, we don't have tachanun, we don't have slichas. So Tisha B'Av is a very interesting, it's an interesting hybrid there. Right? We don't do certain things on Tisha B'Av because we hope it'll be a yamtif. So we don't say tachanun, we don't say slichas, we don't say vidui. That's one approach. Others say differently, that sasam tefilasi, we don't have the ribu tefila because we're trying to show that with Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't have as much opportunity to do tefila. So there are competing themes in Tisha B'Av. The Chasam Sofer brings out the first idea that we don't have Yiduyim and Slichas on Tisha B'Av because it's Ikri Moed, but on the other Samos, on the other Tainios of the Dalet Samos, we do have Yiduyim and Slichas because they're Nikvu on Tshuva, and part of Tshuva is Tefillah. The Kiyum Zaka in a Yom Tshuva is Tefillah. So that's why we taka have a Ribu Tefillah. Maybe not Ne'ilah, but we do have Vidui and Slichas during the Dalet Samos. So these are the two approaches. We have on the one hand the Ran and Tosus Yomtif that say that the Dalet Samos are Tainios Shel Evel. And we explain based on that Yisod certain halachas. And we have on the other hand, we have the Chasam Sofer who emphasized the Lashon of the Rambam, the second comment of the Rambam in Perek Hey, that seems to imply, it's not Mefurish, but it seems to imply that the Dalet Samos are really examples of Tsaros, that these are more Tainios Shel Tshuva, and therefore the Chasam Sofer claims you have Vidui and Slichas because you're supposed to be Marbe a little bit in Tefillah on these days because they're Tainios Shel Tshuva. Yes, question.
You really basically asked it yourself before, but if Ne'ilah is fully about Tshuva, then why? That seems like it's perfect for this day.
Right, so the answer must be that even though it is a day of Ribu Tefillah, because you have those competing motifs, because you have the Gamki Ezak Vashaveya Sosam Tfilasi, we can't have a Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. We just can't do that. So even though it's almost like we want to daven, but we're held back from davening. It's an interesting emotional feeling that we're supposed to have on Tisha B'Av. And once we're not going to have a Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av, we're not going to have a Ne'ilah on the other days either. Even though you don't have the full-blown Gamki Ezak Vashaveya Sosam Tfilasi on the other tiniest of the Dalet Samos, but you have it in a miniature way. So therefore, we're not going to have the Tefillah Ne'ilah. That still is true about Tisha B'Av. But we still have a Ribu Tefillah in a different way with Viduyim and Slichas because it's appropriate. Since it's the Yom of Tshuva, we really should have a little bit extra Tefillah. What's an Afkamina L'maisa? This is all nice from a Machshava perspective to see what we're supposed to be Osik and what we're supposed to be thinking about. We should think about Avelos V'Churban Beis HaMikdash on this day of Tzom Gedalia. We should think about Tshuva on this day of Tzom Gedalia, either because that's the Chovas Hayom, because that's the secondary goal of the day. What's an Afkamina L'maisa? So some point out, Rabbi Shachter wanted to point out that he wanted to suggest that maybe one Nafkamina, we'll just talk about it briefly without getting involved in the details, is whether there's an inyan of Chinuch for Ketanim during the Dalet Samos. Right? When it comes to Yom Kippur, we know the Mishnah says that Hatinokos and Ma'ananosam v'Yom HaKippurim av Mechanchenosam l'fnei Shana v'lefnei Shana Sayim. We all mechanech the kids to fast Yom Kippur to prepare for the next year, to prepare when they become Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So the question is there such a din of chinuch for the Dalet Samos? Do we try to be mechanech the ketanim to fast on Tisha B'Av or to fast on Tzom Gedalia, etc.? So that's a suffix in the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's a classic. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim was written by the Kapas Tamarim. For those of you who learned Sukkah, I'm sure you've seen the Kapas Tamarim. It's in the Kovitz. You know, it's one of the Gdolei Achronim on Sukkah. So the Kapas Tamarim wrote the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim on the 8th parak of Yuma. So he has a suffix. He has a suffix on this Mishnah You could look at it inside. He has a suffix. If you're asking, bring rayas back and forth from the Mishnah, from other sources. He has a suffix whether we're mechanchen tinokos for Tisha B'Av and for the other tainios. Is it only Yom Kippur or even for the other tzomos? So just look at the bottom of the Tosefta Yom Kippur, source 14. He says va'ayim b'tshuvas haramah. The Ramah mipanu says mechanchen atinokos l'shos avol le'inin hashloma ein mechanchen. We are mechanchen atinokos for shos. We do a little bit of chinuch. They should fast a little bit. So you see, the Ramah mipanu thought that maybe you should be mechanchen atinokos for the other fast. The Bir Alocha in source 15 quotes from the Prima Gadim that there's no chinuch for the Dalit Tzomos. Hakol chayovim tinokas bas yud beis shanim v'yomecha v'tinok ben yud gemor shana v'yomecha. If the girl is bas mitzvah, the boy is bar mitzvah, so then he fasts. Chayovim leis anis. But v'lo kodim lachem Prima Gadim b'shem Eli or Rabba. The Bir Alocha quotes the Prima Gadim, who quotes from Achronim, that there is no chinuch for the Dalit Tzomos. So you see, the Tosefta Yom Kippur was mistopic. The Ramah Mipanu said maybe there is a chinuch, and the Bir Alocha quotes the Prima Gadim that maybe not. So what's it all based on? So Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest maybe it's based on this idea that if you assume that the tainios, the Dalit tainios, Dalit Tzomos are l'shem evel, so there's an old discussion in the poskim whether there's chinuch by avelus. And many poskim say that there is no chinuch for different reasons. It's complicated, but many say the halach in Shulchan Aruch is that if a karov passes away for the katan, we do kriya for the katan. But there's a machlokas Rishonim why we do kriya. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that opinion in Rishonim that mibnei agmas nefesh, that people will feel sad. It will make people feel sad. That's why we do kriya for the katan. That's why we do kriya for the katan. How about the katan should be chayiv? He's not chayiv himself, but I chinuch. So the poskim say, no, chinuch doesn't apply. There is one opinion, the Ritz Geya says that we do kriya for the katan because of chinuch for avelus, chinuch for kriya. But the Torah doesn't pass on it. The Torah says there is no avelus when it comes to, there is no chinuch when it comes to avelus and to kriya. But Korea, because of agmas nefesh, for a different reasons, that other people will be sad, but not because there's chinuch by avelus or by kriya. So Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest that if you hold that the Dalit Tzomos Atanya Shel Evel, and there's no chinuch by avelus, so that would explain why there's no chinuch for ketanim in the Dalit Tzomos. That's what he wanted to suggest. But if you either were to say that there is chinuch in avelus, or if you were to say that the Dalit Tzomos are for tshuva, the mistama there would be chinuch for ketanim in the Dalit Tzomos, because ketanim should be shayach to tshuva. They should be shayach to tshuva. Tshuva is a natural state of the world. Right, that everyone should be b'tshuva. Even the greatest tzaddikim are always kiyodim in tzaddik baretz ashiyasa tov v'lo yachta. We assume that every person has the need to do tshuva. So to be mechanich hakatan to do tshuva would seem appropriate. Avelus, we're not so sure, right? We hope that the katan will not be an ovah when he becomes a gadol. So maybe the idea of chinuch for avelus doesn't apply, but the idea of chinuch for tshuva does apply. So if either you hold there is chinuch in avelus, or if you hold that the dalit tzomos are for tshuva, so then perhaps there is a reason to have chinuch for ketanim in the dalit tzomos. But if you assume two things, if you assume that there's no chinuch for avelus, and you assume that the dalit tzomos are l'shem evel, like the Ran and Tosfos Yom Tov wanted to suggest, so then perhaps there would be no chinuch for the ketanim when it comes to the dalit tzomos. Okay, stop here.